This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
Feeling better today?
Yes, much better. Much better than I was yesterday. Not 100%, but let's give it a good 65%.
Okay,
yesterday
well, that's
was maybe
good.
About 15.
Yeah.
That's where I was about yesterday.
I see that.
You know, Michelle, I could bore you today with talk about Joe Oliva commenting on Ed Ogeron's contract and if they'd extend him. I could bore you with talk about predictions for the Fiesta Bowl and how actually Sports Illustrated says this is the most intriguing bowl game of any in the entire bowl slate. There's a lot of things we could go on about. Urban Meyer's retiring. He announced that today. There's a lot of things we could talk about. But you know what? I'm pretty damn excited about something Will Wade said yesterday on his coach's show. Will Wade was lobbying for LSU basketball to play a game at the Cow Palace. Parker Coliseum, I went to LSU, I've spent my whole life in Baton Rouge, I've passed that building a million times, right there on Highland, just at the south part of campus. Older LSU fans are familiar with it. As a young guy, younger, I'm 36, I never got to see Pete Maravich play, Michelle, and it's the one thing in life you said, Matt, you can go back to any point in the history of the world and watch an athlete play. For me, without question, it would be Pete Maravich at LSU at Parker Coliseum. You know what? I've only been in that building one time. It was for some event, like a tailgate party for a bank where they had all kind of beer and stuff, and it was fantastic. But you know what I'd love to see is that building come back to life for a day. One of the great things about sports is it makes us nostalgic. We talk about venues that we loved, and we talk about the history of the sports teams that we love and different players that came through and coaches and legacy. That's why we have a Billy Cannon statue outside of Tiger Stadium, and you're going to have a Skip Berkman statue. It's because we embrace history of our sports teams. And if you can bring to life Parker Coliseum, where LSU has not played since 1971, the place where Pistol Pete sent the NCAA scoring record, if you could bring that building back to life, even for a day, whatever logistical issues it may cause, as far as ticketing or concessions or the lack of bathrooms or whatever the case may be, it's worth it for a day once a year to put on throwback uniforms and bring that building back to life for basketball fans. I would love to see it, Michelle. As a member of the media, I can get a credential to anything. I can get a credential to anything. I don't have to pay to go to a sporting event ever. I can go anywhere and get credential. I would open my wallet and pay to go to a game as a fan at Parker Coliseum to watch LSU basketball play anybody. Make this happen, LSU. Let's get this done. It's an awesome idea. LSU fans need to flood the marketing department with emails and calls to say, let's get this done. Let's bring the Cow Palace back to life.